Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
We are good. It's season 2, episode 51.
Episode 51. So exciting.
Almost episode 52, which doesn't mean anything, but there are 52 weeks in the year.
There are. So
that's it. That was all I wanted to point out. There are 52 weeks in the year.
I say our season started with the first week of the first IndyCar race of the year, but we did some bonus episodes.
We did some bonus in May, so fingers crossed that happens again this year.
That's how that math works out, by the way.
Yeah.
In case anybody was wondering.
You're not like, I did not miss number.
Yes.
I check.
We're far too OCD for that. Well, we hope you guys all had a happy and safe New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, all that good stuff. That week between Christmas and New Year's is...
It's always weird.
It's weird. It makes me feel like when I work night shift, I'm like, I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day of the week it is.
And plus, just having New Year's Day off is always weird because especially this, it was a Wednesday. Tuesday. See, I don't even know. Like you go to work, you take a day off, then you have more days back at work and you just kind of almost restart.
It was. And well, especially since you only went to work Monday. You had the weekend and then Monday at work and then off. Weird. And very weird. So anyhow, but I hope you guys all enjoyed yourselves. We did.
Yeah.
We definitely did. So, but let's warm up the tires.
So we're back at it. So we've got like a scotch of news.
Yep. Just a scotch.
I didn't actually Google, but there wasn't a lot because it's the dead week.
It is.
It's the first episode of the month and we're kind of going to talk about the silly season, but I think more like everything's mostly situated. So we might just run down the list, see what's going on.
Make sure you guys are up to date on everything that has been decided.
We might offer some opinions because...
We are as people.
Have you met us?
Have you met us? Exactly.
But have you met us?
Our woman of the week, the Speed Sisters.
Yeah.
There's actually two women. Four women.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women.
More than one. I was like, I took a gamble saying two.
Close.
And I do not always read through our outlines before. That's what just happened right there.
I'm not surprised.
No.
Nobody is surprised.
No, you know that I'm a free spirit. I just fly by sitting in my pants.
I know. And then the shit we didn't make up, warning lights.
Yes.
Warning lights.
Love it.
Because we talked about it before, and I thought, nah, screw it, because this is what happens.
It is, yeah.
We talk about one thing, I put it in there.
Let's do it.
All right, so the news. The Race of Champions is happening in Mexico later this month.
Mexico.
And Team USA has once again, for the second year in the row, chosen Joseph Newgarden and Ryan Hunter-Reay to represent us.
Excellent.
So they will be representing. There are a few other IndyCar names. I know Elio will be there. I thought Ward was a name I saw.
Hmm.
So that'll be interesting. But Joey New and RHR, the two most American men.
Yes.
I mean, they just are American.
They just have that classic, like, all-American boy look.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will be representing us, so USA. No? All right, just me. Yeah. Nobody else?
I
know. But it's just two of us.
It's just two of us, yeah. The cats are not going to join in. So, but yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in other motorsports pit stop news, we have got the Rolex 24 coming up.
Yes.
And so this weekend, we're recording on Saturday, so it'll be this past weekend by the time y'all listen to this.
That's true.
Was the Roar Before the 24.
The Roar Before the 24. I love that name.
The Roar Before.
The 24.
I love it. Yeah.
There's that internal rhyme. Yep.
I love alliteration.
It's all there.
So this is the IMSA.
Yep.
IMSA series. So it's a 3-day test at Daytona before the Rolex 24 hour. And it is mandatory.
It is.
If you do not do this, you cannot race in the race.
You do not get to pass go. You don't get to collect $200. You just got to show. So everybody's down there.
Yeah.
Although a few people, a certain Frenchman was a little late, so...
Our favorite Frenchman?
Our favorite Frenchman was not there when everybody else was there on the Team Penske.
Oh. He was there. I saw a post. That's funny. Because I saw a post of his, I thought. Earlier this week when he was there before anybody else was. And then it's like he left to do something.
He posted a picture of the car, but he was not there to take said picture of the car.
Okay. Then that was my mistake. I'm like, I swear he posted earlier.
He posted the car.
But he was not in
fact. But he was not. Because somebody was there, called him out and said, you're not even here yet. Which I appreciate because that's what we would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? No, you're not here. Stop it.
Right. You're full of shit.
Stop it.
Oh, I love it. I love that he's going to be there too.
I know.
I mean, you know how much we love that.
Well, that's true. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of IndyCar names.
Yeah. So, and Rossi.
Rossi's there for Team Penske.
Uh-huh.
Driving the Acura from Honda. So everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down. Yep.
Ooh.
So yeah. So confirmed IndyCar or former IndyCar drivers that we know.
Oh, boy.
So, Simon Pagenaud.
Pagenaud's there.
Juan Pablo Montoya. Juan. Former IndyCar. Elio.
Mm-hmm.
We got Rossi.
Yep. Running down the Penske. That's all the, because the other, because Dane Cameron, And then.
We've got Scott Dixon.
Dixon is there. Bourdais is usually there.
Yeah, Bourdais usually does it. So I'll be surprised if he, I'll be surprised if he isn't. I'm trying to think who else that we have gotten confirmation on.
We're doing this off the top of our head without looking at a list. And
there
hasn't
been a lot of confirmation on, there's just been some rumors here and there. And they haven't released the official entry list. So.
Which should happen, actually, after the Roar.
Yes, should happen this week. So once it does, we can get our shirts made.
We can make our shirts.
We're having some fun shirts made for this race. And we're very excited about that. But yeah, so it's, you know, it's the only race that's happening right now. All the other seasons are
waiting.
They're just all waiting. Off season. So I enjoy that there's, like we talked about with Mike Hull, that there's so many different
all of the
types of drivers that come to this.
Fernando.
Oh yeah, Fred's gonna be there. How could we forget?
Fred's gonna be. Damn it! We are not good fans. We don't know Fred's gonna be there.
Although he's raced in one IndyCar race, so he's not really a former
Well, he's gonna be racing in the 500 this year.
He sure is. So. But he still retains his rookie status because
he did not complete 6 or more races.
Yes. So until you are no longer working IndyCar, I will not include you in the former IndyCar driver.
That's gonna be a lot of fun because I don't know how quickly McLaren's going to build up that program. And, by the way, Fernando said he's thinking about doing IMSA full-time.
No, he's not.
No, he said it. He said he would like to do full IMSA.
Interesting.
I can understand that because he's taken a step back from Formula One. Like, that's a hectic schedule. IMSA's a little bit more of a...
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, I'd love to see him do some more time in IndyCar.
I know. I think he should do a few more IndyCar races. Yeah. He should do.
I mean, if he can do IMSA full time and just pop in and out for a couple races, I'd be happy with that too.
I mean, do the 2 May races, do the road course and the 500, you know.
Maybe throw in a couple others just for good measure.
Just for funsies.
Yeah. You know. Drive Road America, you know you want to.
You know you want to.
You know you want to. It's a great track.
It's Road America.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, but yeah. Interesting. But yeah, so the Roar Before, it's a 3-hour prototype race.
Yeah, there's going to be a 3-hour prototype race as well. I think we're recording on a Saturday, so I believe actually today.
But yeah.
We will not have that for you right now.
We do not have the results yet.
No, the results are pending.
They are pending. So, but yeah, we're excited. Excited to go down. We're camping out again.
Oh boy, we got to start.
So you guys know that we love to be with the people. We are a podcast for the people.
We are for the people. But
power to the people. So we are pulling...
We're doing the Penske. We're doing all 24.
We're staying up all 24 hours. We are going to prep ourselves for that.
How do we prep for that?
Basically the drive down because we interrupt our natural sleep cycle. Oh, that's true. And then it makes it easier to nap leading up to. And then it makes it easier to stay up all night because we will have already done that.
Yeah, that's true.
Earlier in the weekend. So we're pulling our own 24.
We are. Multiple 24s. Multiples,
We're going to be driving for more than 24 hours total and be up for more than 24 hours. So we will be updating you every hour on the hour. With what we're doing, where we're at, and who has... Who's still with us? DJ T Swin.
We've gotten some promises.
He's one of our favorites from the Pain Tour. Although I say that they're all our
favorites. They're all the favorite. You can't say that because we will get hate mail from the rest of the Pain Tour.
I thought
we were your favorite.
You are. We love you all. But yeah, so DJ T Swin's coming down. Very excited about that, and he has promised that he's going to stay up all 24 hours.
Okay.
I told him we need to because we got to have some banging music if we're going to make it up all night.
He's going
to
hit us with some bangers.
So get ready.
We're gonna put a lot on our social media. So
we are, and we'll have a Snapchat up and running.
That's true. It'll be the first race of the season.
It will be.
Oh my god! Oh,
which you know, since we're here anyway, I'll go ahead and just pop right in.
I just let it right to you.
I know you did. You did. I know. I should have never told you that I like to surprise you with it.
Because now I'm gonna try.
I know.
Now it's a game for
you. You've done it, and you do it early and early. I mean, we're barely even into this episode, and you're throwing it out. I told Molly that if you go back and listen to older episodes. I like to see where I can organically slip it in, but in a very unexpected place to see if I can make Molly laugh on air. It's a fun game that I play, and then I told her about it. Now you've ruined it.
Now I'm playing my own game.
Yeah, now you're playing your own game, and you're winning right now. It's okay.
It's all right.
I had a good streak.
It's all right. You'll come back. I know you will.
I will. So anyhow, our social media, you can find us on Instagram, @FastCarsFastGirls, on Twitter, @FastCars317. Our Snapchat is... FastCars, FSTGRLS. Mm-hmm. Again, it will not be active until the weekend that we are at the race. It's only active when we are at a race in person.
Yeah, we can't handle it.
No, we're not 21. So no. I just can't Snapchat that much. Sorry, guys.
No.
Sorry, not sorry.
No.
And our daily lives, you don't care about, I promise.
No, it's not that exciting.
Not that much.
No.
And we have a website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com, where you can find everything. We're on every podcasting app, hosting site, etc. And we have a nice Facebook page as well, facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls, or simply search Fast Cars Fast Girls in the search bar of your Facebook page.
Yeah.
We also have a YouTube page, and...
Yeah, we don't do anything on that.
Well, but our episodes are on
there. Our episodes are on there.
So if you don't have a podcast app, or, you know, maybe you have an older phone, if you still got a flip phone, you can listen on your computer. If you know somebody that likes podcasts or that would like the show, but, you know, maybe they're peepons, they'll have a flip phone, they can go to our Facebook page. Yeah. They can listen right from there. They can listen from our YouTube page.
Ooh,
so
smart TVs can also listen from YouTube.
That's right.
My parents have done that before.
Yep, smart TVs. And if you've got, like, Apple TV, your podcast app will be there. If you've got... what is the Google one?
Google Play.
No, but like there, it's like a Roku. It's not a Roku, but they've got their own stick.
Oh,
Fire Stick.
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. But anyhow,
I don't have it.
You can listen all kinds of places.
Everywhere. So. You can listen everywhere.
And you can find us and see what we're doing. The Instagram. Molly does an excellent job of that. Kind of behind the scenes of us and some fun throwback photos and
those are always my favorite.
Good inspirational stuff. And
we like to full circle 360.
We do.
All of our social medias. You can feel like you're with us.
Yeah.
And then you too will develop a drinking problem and slight anxiety about things. But while you're on the internet, if you haven't subscribed, you definitely should. And if you haven't rated and reviewed us, toss some reviews our way. Please.
Yeah. It helps us. It helps bump us up so that, more people, when they search about IndyCar, bumps us higher up on the list, so they can find us.
Because you like us, obviously.
Obviously. So share us with your friends and family. And hell, share us with people you don't like. Downloads or downloads.
I don't care. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, or you can let us know, hey, if you meet this person, they're an asshole, but I got them to download. That's fine.
Cool. Thank you.
We appreciate the heads up.
Yeah.
So, and also, if you have any questions for us or things you'd like us to discuss on the show. Yeah, this, our social media and our website are great ways that you can connect with us to ask questions. If it's a personal question that you just, not personal, like about our lives. I mean, we were pretty much, I have no screen door. We're pretty much open books.
Yeah, we're pretty much open books.
But if you had a question that, you just had a quick question for us, you could post it publicly or you can DM us on any of those, any of the social media sites. Or if it's something that you would want us to discuss on the show, a topic or a theme or something, something you want to know more about. We love to do that in the off season so that, we all can grow our knowledge and
talk about things.
Yeah. And I feel like the more I understand about something, the more I enjoy it.
I agree. You kind of know what's happening and you can pay attention better. So.
Yeah. And all of us started at some point where we knew nothing. So don't feel like you can't ask us a question.
There is no stupid questions.
No. Well, there are some stupid questions, but... Not about racing.
Not about racing.
No.
And by the way, if you're not following us on social, you should, because we've got like internal goals. So
we do. And we're going to have some contests as well. So
you keep saying this.
We are. Well, we have to get, one shirt at a time. Okay. We've got new merch that I'm working on for the 2019 season.
Oh, God.
I know.
I don't even know about this, people.
It's a secret.
That's what scares me.
I know. I like to keep things a secret from you until I have already put a down payment on them.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But it also means that you don't have to do any work for it, and you like that.
No, but I have concern.
Have I steered us wrong yet, though?
Do we really want to start down that path?
With the merchandise.
Okay, with the merchandise.
I'm not talking like life decisions or, over drinking and under sleeping and feeling like crap for an entire race weekend, always do. No, I'm not talking. I'm talking in the merchandise.
Okay.
Have I steered us wrong?
Not in the merchandise.
And not in the business cards either.
No, that counts as merch too.
Okay. So.
But other things.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't do this with other things. You know that.
I know.
I know.
Anyway,
back. All right. Well, let's go to the silly season. So. We've got a spreadsheet that we're going to check out.
Yes, because honestly, since last time we talked about all of this, there's not been any new information.
Correct.
So I thought what we can do, the only two kind of open seats are the Yuko's seats because, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yuko's might not even know.
Yeah. So has Carlin confirmed?
They've not officially confirmed.
It's assumed that it's going to be Chilton and Kimball again.
It's that assumption.
Not officially confirmed.
Yeah, there are rumors on the internet about how it might not be. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I
would be surprised if it wasn't, because like Max Chilton said, one of the cool things in our, when we talked to him at Gateway.
Yeah, back in August.
You know, I said, how is it to be at Carlin Racing? And he said, it feels like coming home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
See, what I just need to do is double check how long their contract was when they first signed. And I haven't.
It might have just been one since they were new, but I feel like it was a two-year, like a multi-year, at least two. But, yeah, so I can't imagine that they would be ditching Chilton. I mean, they've worked with him before, and he's very excited to be back with them. And then Charlie Kimball as well is an awesome guy.
And he got that diabetes money.
He got that diabetes money.
The diabetes money.
I know we give him a lot of shit, but he actually didn't crash out that many races this
year. No, it was much better this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was involved in the same number of incidents, but they were not, you know, race-ending incidents.
That's true.
So. Yeah, and he's got a cute new baby, too.
Right. You got to have. He's got a kiddo now.
So, but yeah. So, Carlin's not officially confirmed, pretty much.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. What else we have? We got, so the AJ Foyt.
Yeah. That, you know, they're turning it around again this year, I'm sure.
You know what? I'm going to ask Larry about that.
If they start.
On a hot lap this year. This season, I'm going to say, so Larry, what exactly are you guys doing to turn the steam around?
I can't be in that car because one of us has to survive.
Yeah. Okay. To tell the tale.
I'll know.
I'll just record it on my phone and you can pull it from the wreckage and download it.
It'll be like the black box.
Or upload it. Yes, exactly.
Anyway, yeah. So Foyt, we know, is Mateus Laist and Tony Kanaan.
Because Matt Laist seems like a good kid.
Matt Laist seems like a good kid.
And Tony Kanaan, which I found out this week, his given first name is Antoine. So for those of you, I do too, except it's Antoine Kanaan.
Yeah, but you also know that I appreciate that.
Oh, it's just, yeah. It just really tickled me. So,
it does, it does.
So, Antoine Kanaan.
Antoine Kanaan, they have possibly another entry for the 500, because they did last year, so.
Yeah, which, I don't remember if we mentioned this or not, but Tony and his wife Lauren are the official chair people for
They are the chair for the Rev event. So.
So that means that they get to choose the menu for the Rev event in May. If you're local or within driving distance, it's a very cool event. It supports the IU Health Foundation, which helps to give grants to the trauma services.
Yeah.
And that includes all of the people that come out and work at the track the entire month of May. A lot of the AMR Saints. Safety team is actually employed by IU Health. The IU Health Foundation is separate from the hospital.
Yes.
It's a totally different board. It's
a whole different
tax category and all that business. But they do a lot of fundraising and things to help out IU Health. Specifically Methodist Hospital and Methodist Trauma Services.
Yes.
Which I say is the largest level one trauma center in our state.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's for a good cause. It's a pricey event. But it's for a good cause, and it's really fun, and a lot of the drivers go.
It's a lot of, like, it's relaxed, but it's also semi-formal. Like, I think you can do hot laps.
Yes, there's all kinds of stuff. And it's at the track. It's held basically in Pagoda Plaza. You can go up in the pagoda. Yeah. I think you almost have free reign. I mean, you have free reign on a couple floors, and you can be out and about in the plaza area. There's hot laps. There's other things going on.
There's food.
And since it's Tony Kanaan, I'm assuming that Fogo de Chao is going to be the caterer.
Well, that's where we went for the kickoff event, so.
It is. And we had the top sirloin, which is
I did not.
Oh, that's right. You did not. No. You were good. I cheated because I figured if I'm at a Brazilian steakhouse, if I'm going to cheat on meat, this is the place to do it. Like, let's make it really worth it. And it was damn delicious.
Well, good.
But yeah, that's the like Brazilian steak that, you know, it's a very popular cut of steak in Brazil.
Well,
so
there you go.
I don't remember if it was their national dish, if it was that's exactly, but yeah, I enjoy that they're sharing the chairpersonship.
I do too.
Him and his wife, because I love her as well.
Oh yeah, she's a hoot and a half.
She's fantastic. So anyhow, I just wanted to throw that in. So Tony Kanaan, you'll be seeing a lot of him in and around Indianapolis in May. So.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Foyt, Andretti Autosport, no changes.
Well, and they're going to have a random 500.
Yeah, that random 500, yeah. Veach, Rossi, RHR, and then Marco with his like 14 named that I didn't even carry over into the spreadsheet.
Yes.
The Curb, Jean with Andretti Autosport and Marco Andretti.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14 names.
14. Yeah.
14 names. And then
they've got
two. They've got two extra.
Yeah. So
somebody, I don't know where I saw it, but somebody threw out the name of Connor for the Andretti, one of the Andretti. But it's not anything official. This is 100% internet rumor.
But I would love to see Connor and some Andretti equipment for the 500.
God, that'd be good.
Mm.
That'd be good.
I feel like that would be Connor getting the recognition that he deserves. Like,
good equipment, damn it.
He could do some damage in some Andretti equipment. I don't mean that literally. I don't mean that literally as like, you know, he could stuff it in the wall. I mean, obviously they all could, but yeah. But like I feel like he could throw down.
Yeah, I think if he got good equipment, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's them. Carlin, we actually already just talked about. We think it's Chimble.
Charlie Kimble.
And Max Chilton.
Yep.
They're now Chimble. Oh my God, that's their couple name.
Or Kilton.
Or Kilton.
I like both, but yeah, that is their couple name. All right. Chip Ganassi, obviously the Iceman, Scott Dixon.
Scott's there, and Felix Rosenquist.
Yes, which when we talked with Mike Hull, we got a lovely tour of the factory.
That was really cool.
And we actually got to see the tub for Felix.
It was cool. We were like, ooh.
Yep. It was.
We did not take pictures because
fitted, and we just saw, you know, in the seat part,
they have the name
F Rosenquist.
Yes.
And we were like, that's fucking cool.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
I love that neither one of us took photos because we were like, I don't think we can take photos. Well, we were not told we couldn't, but we also didn't want to like take photos.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, there would be ways that we could take photos that wouldn't show a lot of stuff, you know, because I'm sure there's some trade secrets and things that we saw.
Oh, I'm 100% sure.
You know, that we didn't know necessarily we saw because, well, I'm not a professional mechanic. Yeah. So, but, you know, it's just one of those seemed like, we're getting the behind the scenes tour.
With the boss man, so like, I'm here for this.
Yeah. I mean, we can go back another time and take pictures, I'm sure.
We took some of the lobby. That was fun.
We did get some, yeah. Oh my gosh, that lobby.
Oh my God, all of those trophies.
It was
insane.
Incredible. It was incredible.
And those are just like the sports car and IndyCar because they've got something down in like North or South, North Carolina?
Yeah.
For the NASCAR program.
Yeah.
Oh, which by the way, they've shut down their Xfinity because their main sponsor got raided by the FBI. DC Solar did.
Really?
Yeah. So part of Chip Ganassi's program got shut down in NASCAR.
Oh, okay. So not the whole series. The Xfinity. I was like, wouldn't Xfinity series be sponsored by Xfinity? Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks. Which, speaking of sponsorship, I know we're kind of jumping around.
That happens.
We
still don't know. Sorry.
We still don't know.
We're supposed to know this month.
We are. And, but yeah, something interesting that I didn't realize, because we talk a lot about, you know, the drivers being responsible for sponsorship. One of the things that Mike Hull and the two of us discussed, before we were recording was, you know, how sponsorship money has changed for teams.
Yeah.
And it used to be that the engine manufacturers and the tire manufacturers, they provided 50% of the budget for race teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that without having that knowledge, it seems like the race teams, you know, are fat cats and are like, screw you guys, find your own sponsorship
for
the drivers.
Peons.
Like, get your own guys. Yeah. Peasants. But that's not really the case.
No.
It turned out that they lost 50% of their sponsorship and they're trying to make that up, but that's why
it's
drivers have to bring their own is because, you know, and Firestone is still there and present, but they're not throwing money in
all
teams.
The cheddar,
Honda and Chevy are there.
But
those engine manufacturers are not throwing any money at any of the teams.
Yeah.
So, and they used to do that.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. We also got to see this room that was just full of old cars.
Yeah.
I mean, on the wall.
Just on the walls hanging. And I was like,
it was crazy.
I want to just stay here for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, we started the sponsorship conversation because there was the car that
the
Juan
Target.
Pablo
won
in 2000. And it was just amazing to me to see, you know, all of the different names on that car. There were so many. It looked like a NASCAR car.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Because there were just names everywhere. I mean, in big, little, different sizes. I mean, it was just a hodgepodge of people that had thrown money. And it's just very different now. And it saddens me that it's that way. I feel like we're turning around. I feel like there are more people.
It's a slow process, but I think we're getting there.
We're getting there. But yeah, it was a very, you know, it happened gradually. But then when you see a car from 18, 19 years ago compared to today's car, it's a very stark difference.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, sorry, I'm kind of jumping around as we go through things, you know. All right, so that's Chip Ganassi. They don't ever do a third car.
They really don't. They got those two, and you know what? They're fine with it.
Yeah, they're good with it.
I get it.
Which I'm excited to see them at the Roar.
I'm excited to see
how they do. Next up. Oh, good.
No, I said I am too. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dale Coyne. So we've got, obviously, Sebastian Bourdais.
Yep. And then
Santino Ferrucci.
Yes.
And then they also have two spots.
They usually have two spots. Pippa's one of them, typically.
Yeah, Pippa's usually one of theirs. So
we'll see.
I would assume that that's going to be the same this year. I hope so, anyway.
I've not heard anything
Otherwise,
or like confirming.
I've not heard anything either way. Yeah. No confirming or denial. So, but yeah. And they've got an extra one, so we'll see.
Yeah, that one also sometimes is Connor. I know he's done a few one-offs with Dale Coyne.
Yep, we'll see. Is sometimes. Yeah, and the Andretti, usually one of those is Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, which I loved his tweet.
Because Justin, on like New Year's Day, somehow set up the automatic Happy New Year's.
And he said that, you know, the first year after Justin had died, he deleted it thinking that somebody who had access, you know,
did something.
Did it and didn't mean to, didn't realize they were in that account. And then it happened the second time. And then he realized that it was this automatic tweet. Oh, and so his tweet just said, I can just imagine JW sitting in his computer, setting up his Twitter, you know, dicking around on Twitter, setting up this repeat tweet. So, and he's like, and it makes me smile. So I leave it.
Yeah.
But
it's nice.
I love that. That's really nice. Sibling love.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It is. So.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if he wasn't back. I mean,
I think
who doesn't love Stefan Wilson?
Doesn't love Stefan Wilson. He's nice. I'll fight you.
Yeah,
I'll fight.
He's a doll.
Oh, I will fight somebody.
Yes,
I will fight you. Not you.
No,
because you're fine.
I love Stefan.
But I will fight somebody.
Oh my gosh, such a nice guy. All right, so then Dreyer and Reinbold.
They don't have a season, but usually they've got two cars for the 500. Sage is always there. And
yeah.
They've kind of hinted that that's still going to happen.
I would be, again, very surprised if it didn't.
Very surprised. Last year it was JR for their second car.
Yeah, I would. I feel like that's probably a good bet for this year as well.
I would too.
Yeah.
All right, and then Ed Carpenter's been kind of nailed down for a while now. Ed.
Yep, Ed Carpenter, Ed Jones.
Spencer
Piggott. Get it, Piggott.
Get it, Piggott. Ed Jones is the, you know, road course. Although for the 500 and everybody else, it's with Scuderia Corsa, so.
Yes.
We'll see.
Which Piggott did, he was at the Rolex last year.
Oh, he might be, yeah, because he's with one of the Mazda.
Yeah.
Mazda engine teams.
So he might be one of ours that's there this year.
I bet he's there. I always forget about him somehow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Spencer. That one's on me.
It's all right. Ed does too, and Ed's illegitimate son, so.
Prove me wrong.
Dude, they both look like Ken dolls.
Just prove me wrong. Yeah. You've seen the photos. If not, they're up there somewhere.
Yeah, I want DNA testing.
Mm-hmm. Harding.
The lie detector test determined. Yeah, I want to go on Maury.
Maury, oh my God.
Maury.
I don't want an IndyCar Maury show.
No.
That would not end well.
No, not at all. Oh, one of our favorite teams.
Oh, our suddenly new favorite team.
Yes, Harding Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got Colton Herta.
Yep.
Who is just, he was a blast to talk to.
He was really nice.
He's got a good head on his shoulders. And then Patricio Award, Pato. Yep.
Pato. Oh, Pato.
Pato.
Who gets hangry, and I get it.
He does. And I got to oblo with him a little bit.
You did oblo.
So.
With Pato.
I did. Pato.
I know.
Say that more country.
Hey, Pato.
Pato.
Hey, Pato. 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 Pato.
Pato. Pato. And then me, anytime I see them on the street, I'm like, Pato, olale.
Hey.
Because he's from Mexico, so he knows all my Mexican,
You can speak to him in Mexican Spanish.
Yes. Yeah. My Chihuahua Spanish.
Your Chihuahua Spanish.
I love it. And George Steinbrenner IV seems very excited about
He does, about and I'm this. Here for it.
Yes, I love his excitement level and his commitment level.
Yes.
So, obviously, we talked about Mike Harding before. We love him. So
yeah, that too.
Yeah, I'm excited about this partnership. I think it's a good thing.
I think it's going to be a good thing.
So, yeah. And then Juncos.
Juncos, we still don't know. Yeah. And then Penske also is all set up.
Yep, so Joey New, which I wonder what number his car will be this year.
I don't know. Well, no, because I think Scott's still...
Yeah, but I don't feel like Penske lets you
get
wear
the
one. I think Penske just has the one on retainer, but you only get to use it the year that you, I say, for the year after you were the champion. So I wonder if he's going to go back. What was his? He was number two beforehand.
He was number two.
So I bet he goes back to number two.
He might. Yeah, because I think
if you ain't first, you're last.
It's one of his. Yeah, it is two again because he was trying to find like a new hashtag and it did have two in it, the number two. And I was like, oh, we're going back to two. So,
yeah. I mean, because you know what? RP does not believe in participation trophies.
I'm not mad at that.
No, the captain is like, you did a great job, but it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
So Joey New in the number two, Alio for the 500, and probably the GP again, I would assume.
Yeah, I think so. He usually does the whole.
Yeah. So he'll be in the number three.
Yeah.
Peruge, and then Will Power in the 12, and Pagenaud in the 22.
Double deuce.
Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan.
Obviously, Graham.
Obviously.
Sato.
Which he did the 24 last year.
He's not doing it.
But he's not doing it this year.
He's not doing the stuff with Penske. Yep, that's correct.
Yeah.
Sato.
He attempted to grow a mustache. Did you see that tweet?
I mean, I'm okay with it. He tried.
He tried. He looked so creepy, though. That yeah, is not was, a good look for him.
It was like, I've got bodies hidden in my basement.
It totally was, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was 100% bodies in the basement, and then he made a crack about losing his hair, which... I mean, he had tagged his dad in, so it really made me laugh that he talked about losing his hair. I'm like,
yeah, all right.
Probably inevitable.
Sato there, and then for the 500, they've got Jordan King.
Interesting.
Jordan King's first crack at the big show.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
Ed Carpenter said no thank you to Jordan King this year, but RLL said, well, why don't you come on the 500?
Why don't you try the 500? We'll see what happens.
It could be a dangerous game because, I mean, he only did road courses last year.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't do the 500 last year.
No,
did he not.
No, yeah. This will be his first go around.
So, yeah, I hope he doesn't. I hope when he stuffs it, he doesn't injure himself or take out any else. Of yes. the cars that I'm putting money on.
Our side bet cars.
Yes. First off, I hope that he does not hurt himself. Right. But secondly,
not anybody I'm betting on.
Right.
Unless it's
single
like a
car accident, okay?
Safe single car accident.
Yes. Well, because remember, our rule at the first out is if it's at the same time, the driver who caused the
that's
wreck.
True. That's yeah. true. Unless they don't get out. What if he knocks somebody out and he keeps going?
Oh, that's, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just...
Yeah.
You know how we have our side bets.
Yeah. And there's quite the litany of
there
of
is
rules
so
and
many
to account for
then,
every possibility.
Because you have to now.
Because I'm a nurse and you're an attorney and what if is our entire
and
life.
It's really not the bets between you and I. It's all the other side bets that we want to win. So we have 14 different.
Yes.
No, that doesn't fit. We have to
go. Actually, let me tell you why that doesn't count.
Let me tell you why you haven't won yet.
Love it.
We're going to get caught one of these days. Luckily, nobody we know listens to our podcast. Mm-mm. Or that
no.
we bet with.
Yeah, no, nobody we bet with does. So that's fine.
And then Jack Harvey.
With Michael Shank, which, again, we love Michael Shank. And we love Jack Harvey.
We do. They've not come out and said what races he's running at. Remember, Michael Shank was teasing us, and then it was just, here's our IMSA lineup. I was like, damn it, Michael.
Right.
Why do you hate me?
God.
And then
they've been taking PR lessons from Alonso.
God.
Build them up for something big, and then release just a
smidge.
A breadcrumb.
A smidgen.
Keep that anticipation high.
And they've teased out a second 500 entry.
Which I would enjoy that very much.
Yeah, me too.
I enjoy that very much. Yeah. And then Schmidt Peterson.
Yes.
We've got, Hinch, obviously.
Hinch, Marcus Ericsson. They had a third entry last year with,
Jay Howard.
So it's there.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Although I feel like he was in the seven last year.
He was. They don't have the six. Remember?
Yeah. I remember. They were, not doing the
so
six.
So I don't quite have a number for that one. So I don't know how that's going to work out.
We shall see.
And then Fernando for the 500.
With McLaren,
and then Ben Hanley, which we talked about, I think, last time we did a sit down and chat episode with Dragon Speed Racing. So,
yeah. All right. Well, that's exciting. Well, that's 40 for the 500.
That's if everything on the list goes, that's 40.
And everybody, Dale Coyne does their two
spots. Yeah, like Andretti the one-offs.
Does their two spots. Yeah. That includes all the one-offs. If
both new goes
mm-hmm.
that we still don't know about.
That could be, 40. But even without the extras.
It's pretty close. I didn't filter this one, but. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Eight. So 32, even without
32
the one-offs.
Without the one, but that's like no one-offs.
Yeah, that's no one-offs, which we know isn't going to happen.
Yeah, so.
You think Buddy's going to race this year?
No, I don't. I think we're done.
I think Buddy's.
I think we're done with Buddy.
It's probably for the best.
Probably for
the best. So getting exciting.
That's everything.
Less than 5 months to the Indy 500.
I can't wait. Mm. All right. Yeah.
Let's move into. Our women of the week.
There you go. The women of the week. The Speed Sisters of Palestine, which I kind of just stumbled onto this one night a while back in the deep, deep holes of Google.
You ended up,
Down the rabbit hole.
And it happens. Yep.
So this is very interesting. There's actually like a whole, it's from Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they've got there's a documentary that's not on U.S. Netflix, but you can watch it on, we'll link it, this. You can also watch it on YouTube about this whole program. So basically, it's an all-female racing team in Palestine. And in fact, one of the women who race is listed among the top 10 drivers.
Wow.
Yeah. Started in 2009. The British consulate kind of helped fund this.
One of the top 10 drivers in Palestine.
In Palestine. Yes. Oh, I thought I added that. Yes. Not in the world. In Palestine. They kind of helped fund this sort of movement for an all-female team. And the Palestinian racing world, of course, is kind of an interesting racing world. Just, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and dive into Middle Eastern politics because we do not have the time.
Well, and we don't do politics.
We just, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, not on this. Like, in the real world, like, I'm here for the whole, but. Yes,
but on this podcast, we're not. We're not doing politics of any country.
No.
Not getting into it.
There's a lot of ad hoc street circuits, but everything, it's kind of like a real root.
Grassroots.
Grassroots kind of thing. But what's very interesting is that this female team is really supported, by, like, the male drivers and the male fans, which is, as we've seen with a lot of our other women, that's kind of rare, especially in the beginning.
It is rare.
You had a lot of pushback as a female driver. So
that's excellent.
So they're still out there. It's now
very inspiring.
It is. It's a 4-woman team right now. They had a lot more, but people get married and whatnot and roll in and out. Mm-hmm. Some of the issues not only the women run into, but most racers do in Palestine is because of the various checkpoints in that
region. In that region, yes.
You have to have certain licenses to drive in certain areas and certain plates to drive in certain areas. It's like a whole thing.
Mm, I bet it is.
Yeah. And the cost of a car. Like, we kind of take that, even a street car, we take that almost for granted.
Yeah.
Like, other places, it is not taken for granted.
No.
So, it's very interesting. I love this. I love the idea that it's supported by, like, the series as a whole.
Yes.
Like, it's really cool.
I do, too. I definitely really like that.
Everybody should definitely watch the documentary. It's about 40 minutes.
Oh, that's easy peasy. Yeah,
that's like I'll cook dinner and watch it,
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you toss it on. Yeah, while you're, standing folding clothes, stove.
Whatever. Just watch it. It's really cool. So we'll link it out.
Nice.
All right. Well, you know what time it is?
Shit we didn't make up.
So much easier to do that in person.
Oh, it never works on the phone. Well, there's a slight delay.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And then we both are like, shit, no, should we do it?
Fuck it.
Screw it.
And then I just hear Molly, it's fine. I've got a recording.
I've got a recording. I'll just throw it in there.
I'll just plug it in. All right. So 1935.
Way back machine.
The IMS was the first track to install safety warning lights that flash when there's an accident.
The boop, boop, boop.
We have always been at the forefront of safety.
Well, we've always been at the forefront.
The forefront of speed and safety, which you would not think of hand in hand. But
it does.
But we have learned that they are it is necessary for them to go hand in hand.
Yes.
We have to have the safety so that we can go faster.
There you go.
And have more speed.
I love it. And it was Reichenbacher.
Eddie Reichenbacher.
When he kind of came over and took over in 27, he kind of did an initial big push for safety.
Good for him. So back then, they had 2 lights flashing.
Yep.
Okay. Of course, Prestolite was involved because that was Carl G. Fisher's company.
I found the picture and there was like Prestolite at the bottom and I was like, of course.
Again.
Just of course.
Incestuous business.
Incestuous business relationships.
So yeah. So just 2 flashing lights initially.
It has upgraded, a lot of tracks, especially in the ovals, you can see like the almost, I can't think of the word today. Up straight.
Stoplight?
No. Mm-hmm. The light bar is up straight, but with the perpendicular. Parallel.
Vertical.
Thank you. I'm having a brain fart.
I'm like, are you having a stroke?
A little bit.
Like perpendicular. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yep. Vertical. There's like some places now, especially ovals, they'll have vertical lights on the posts of the catch fence that will all turn on.
Yes.
And that's really cool to see.
It is very cool.
But now they've got lights all over the place.
They do.
And even in the car, there's like that one light.
Yep.
And as we've talked, there's more things coming down the pipe about that.
There are. And they have a lot of things right now. But there's other ideas and things out there to make it even better.
Yeah.
But and it's pretty cool looking. Well, and it's, it's nice for me if you happen to be, somewhere where maybe you don't have a screen, you can look out and see, is that light flashing? If it is, I know where to yell it.
Where to yell? Cool.
Maybe I'm at a place where I can't see the where to yell it. It's like, wait, what's happening? Oh, okay. I see
why did it get
flashing.
Quiet all of a sudden? What's happening?
Yeah. Why did the sound get?
Why did the sound stop?
So, very cool.
Yeah.
1935 was also the first year.
Yes.
And again,
it's just
you things. Wouldn't think that you'd have to say it, but much like Jules Goo and having to be told that you cannot chug champagne on your pit stops.
Please not to drink alcohol in your race car.
They were not, in fact, mandated to wear helmets in the 500 until 1935. Why would you have to mandate that?
You know, shit was different back then. They literally wore just little caps, some of them.
Well, and the hilarious part is that even the initial helmets were just like leather.
Yeah.
Okay, like, they weren't even a true helmet. It was...
Before they mandated fire suits, I swear to God, there were photos of people in, like, jeans just in the race car. Like, let me get on my Wranglers and go speed. So, it's... Yeah. You don't think
dress they have... Dress pants and a short sleeve button-up shirt. Like,
denim on denim.
Canadian tuxedo.
Yep. So, yeah. But also, 1935, you had to wear a helmet.
Had to wear a helmet, man.
Forefront of speed and safety.
They never let us have any fun.
No. God. And no booze.
No booze.
No booze. No booze.
You must wear a helmet and you no cannot booze. Be drunk. Oh, hilarious.
Oh. All right. Let's white flag.
Let's white flag.
What do you got?
Well, we're only a couple weeks away from driving down to Florida for the Rolex. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see cars on the track again.
I know.
It's been so long. Oh my gosh, it's been 4 months.
It has been.
Yeah, so, yeah, very excited about that.
It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be down there close to the ocean.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have really nice weather. God, it hopefully. Could go either way.
It goes, as we found out, it goes either way. So. Yep.
And we had a little bit of both last year. We didn't have much rain, though.
That's good.
But yeah, we did have a day that was uncomfortably chilly.
Yes.
And then another day that was so warm that we were sweating and wearing t-shirts.
Yeah.
And still sweating and actually got, you know, a little bit of tan.
A little bit of a burn.
Yeah. Just a little pink. It browned out.
It's fine. But
it browned out. We are miraculously Irish people that can tan.
Yeah. It'll
brown out.
It just takes a minute.
It's a rare trait, but we've got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's just my white flag is that I'm just really gearing up and I'm giddy and excited about that.
Yeah. I think that would be mine as well. I pulled out all of the totes with the checkered clothes. You got to start going through because you do have to pack for 3 seasons for this race.
You do. So, and you have to pack for wet and dry.
Yep. Everything.
It's a whole dick.
We pack way too much for this race, but you don't know.
Because you just don't know.
Yeah. So I think that's it. I'm ready to, I'm not ready because nothing's set, but I'm ready for cars.
Yes.
I am. That's too. What I'm ready for.
I am too. Oh, which I was going to say, we did something really fun this morning. Actually.
Oh gosh. Yes.
So we started our day at Dawson's here in Speedway on Main Street. For a breakfast with the 500 Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And so it's a group of people that they've got a Facebook page called the 500 Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And the first Saturday of the month, they get together at Dawson's and just hang out. And it's just people who like racing. So
it was a lot of fun.
It was very fun. It was our first time. Our friend Matt Dufak invited us, which we met him last May at the IMS.
Yeah.
And he's become a good friend of ours and a good friend of the podcast. Yeah. So thanks again, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
But yeah, we had a great time. And it's just, yeah, just
it's good.
Chit-chatting, I think
we're going to keep going.
Hanging out and great food because it's Dawson's and everything there is delicious.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm a biscuits and gravy connoisseur and I will vouch for their biscuits and gravy. It was very good.
It's very good.
So. I'm very picky when it comes to that.
So. You are, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I am.
I know.
High maintenance.
I know.
As fuck.
Yep.
So yeah, if you're in the Indianapolis area, check that out.
Definitely.
It's very fun.
Well, I think that's all we got.
I think so. Let's wave the checkered flag. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening.